talk about the first game, your impressions of the first game, how everything
looked. Oh, man, everybody. We looked physical. It looked like everybody was running to the ball. You know, we were sharp, assignment. Everybody, you know, did their assignments well. You know, we looked pretty good. We just got to keep it going from here on out.
And you know, like early when he saw you on tape, and he's like, "Oh my goodness, I'm actually going in." What do you think of the way he like stepped in?
Oh, he did a great job, young guy. You know, you can see it on tape, thinking a little too much. Everybody thinks a little too much. But you know, he had great rushes. And, you know, he had some bad ones, like everybody else did. But at the same time, he worked. He hustled to the ball. He ran. He did his job. He did his job the whole game, and that's all you can ask for. He did a good job, and you're gonna see immense improvement with him, you know, this upcoming season. So,
you like the candidates you have battling for kind of that third defensive end spot? I mean, Brighton and Trato and Hunter. Looks like you got some good spirit of competition.
Yeah, man. We got guys that love the game of football, you know, and they're coming out each and every day, and they're showing their passion, and they're showing that they're willing to compete. And that's what you can ask for a team, and that's the best thing you can ask for is to compete, because you're gonna get the best effort out of each and every guy, and that's all we're doing out here each and every day is competing in, and they gotta go where the chips may fall, you know, and just work your tail off, because the tape don't lie, you know, the tape is your resume, and you know, no matter if you end up here or somewhere else, you know, you gotta keep that tape going.
Talk about the comfort zone you have with Zimmer's second year. Now everyone's kind of getting used to it.
You know, it's very comfortable. You know the play calling. You know where you're supposed to be. So, you know, the game slowed down a little bit, and you could play a little faster, you know, because you know the calls.
How was supposed to go against another team, not hitting your teammates?
It was good, man. I got three plays. You know, I wanted more, but, you know, hopefully I get around 12 or so this week, you know. You know, whatever it is, I'm willing to do. You know, I don't ask no questions. You know, I'm just here to do my job and control what I control. And help this team win. You know, we need all the 11 guys on offense and all 11 guys on defense and special teams to get where we want to go. You know, so that's all we got to do. If we keep on playing like we did last week, we're gonna be very hard to beat.
Can you talk about how comfortable you are with your leadership role? You're the one that the guys are all looking up to now.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable. It's up to me to come out each and every day, mentally prepared and physically prepared to go to battle with my boys. Even though it's practice, we still go to battle each and every day and building that team chemistry. So, you know, it's up to me as a leader to go out there and just, you know, do my job, you know, show the young guys how to roll, how to practice and do the right things on and off the field, you know, just don't start on the field, you know, and if we have a handful of guys doing that each and every day, you know, then you got a great team.
Well, he's obviously on the other side of the ball. It's got to be really comforting for you to see Teddy Bridgewater and the strides he's made. You know, see him last Sunday. He looked almost in midseason form.
Teddy, you know, I like the kid ever since the first time I saw him. His pocket presence, his poise. You know, you guys are on him for holding the ball for too long, but everybody holds the ball for too long. It's his second year, and he's going to break that habit. You know, he's an excellent player. He's going to be a great player in this league, and the only thing he had to do is keep on working. You know, we fully support Teddy, and we got his back, you know, and I want him to know that we got his back. You know, when he's out on the field, we're going to make sure that he stays out on the field even more this year. So, you know, we got his back, and he's looking good. He's taking steps to becoming, you know, one of the top, you know, quarterbacks in the league. So if he just keep on doing what he's doing, and, you know, and just the sky's the limit for the kid.
Sorry. One-on-one drills. You were going up against Berger at least one time. Are you planning on taking some snaps from the inside?
Oh, no, I was just joking around. No snaps in the inside. No.
I don't know if you're at passes or not.